This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Corruption in Pennsylvania state government is almost as old as the Commonwealth itself. Now a new series of podcasts takes a stroll through the annals of Pennsylvania political corruption. The podcasts are hosted by veteran political consultant Chris Nicholas of Eagle Consulting. He joins us now to discuss the podcast series. Chris, with the PA Political Digest, you have a whole series of podcasts now about corruption in Pennsylvania, a stroll through the annals of political corruption. Our listeners know that corruption has been a persistent problem in Pennsylvania over decades, centuries, actually. They may not realize the depths of it. Tell us, what was the genesis of the idea to have this series of podcasts?
Well, Loman, first, thanks for having me on to talk about this. I had wanted to do a podcast for a while. I've been in politics for nearly 50 years, starting as a kid. So talking about politics is pretty much all I know how to do. But I wanted to do something a little bit off the beaten track. So a lot of political podcasts are two or three people sitting around talking about the news of the day, which is fine, but that had been done. So towards the beginning of 2023, I was talking to Brad Bumstead, a longtime Capitol reporter who had just retired. And in the middle of chatting with him, I just blurted out, wouldn't it be cool to do a podcast on Pennsylvania political corruption? And he said, yes. Brad has written not one but two books on political corruption in Pennsylvania. The next thing I blurted out was, hey, wouldn't it also be great if we could get John Baer, the former Philadelphia Daily News political columnist, to also be in the podcast? And Brad said, yeah, that'd be great too. So then I thought, boy, I better call John Baer and ask him if he wants to do it, which luckily he did. So that's why I said one of the things we're going to do is we're going to have a limited series. We have five on various types of political corruption in the state. And I want to keep them short. They're 35 to 45 minutes. And I wanted to explore what I call the nooks and crannies and the only in Pennsylvania aspects of them. For example, episode one, we talk about the meteoric rise and fall of Kathleen Kane, the state's first elected Democrat attorney general, first woman. And the only in Pennsylvania part is she had an identical twin sister. Okay, that exists out there. But her identical twin sister, Ellen, also worked at the attorney general's office. So when does that happen? And in our pre-production meeting, Brad Bumstead, who had spent several chapters in his books on Kathleen Kane, said, oh, yeah. One of her initial court appearances when she and all her phalanx of supporters and lawyers walked into the courtroom and the cameras were going crazy, snapping pictures, it wasn't actually Kathleen Kane. It was their sister, Ellen. They played a joke on the press. So it's that type of thing I wanted to bring out. I didn't want to go through a line-by-line resuscitation of what the charges were, because that would take 5 hours for each of these. And the other thing we did is I said, let's have two general topics per episode. So a primary focus and a secondary focus. So episode one, which is out now at papoliticaldigest.com, the primary focus is Kathleen Kane. And the secondary focus is the huge construction scandal that happened when our beautiful state capitol was built in early 1900, around 1904, 1905. The cost overruns in today's dollars would be close to $500 million.
So this corruption has been going on for a very long time in Pennsylvania, not recent?
That's the point we make in that Carrara marble in the Capitol. Maybe some of that corruption and greed and graft seeped through the marble and has infected ongoing generations. So that was the first episode. The second episode, we talked about Bonusgate and its scandal cousin, Computergate. And again, an only in Pennsylvania moment. Loman, you remember this because we're both of the same age. But two ex-House speakers, one Republican, one Democrat, were in jail at the same time and were cellmates for 2 weeks. Only in Pennsylvania does that happen. So that was the primary focus on how Bonusgate and Computergate roiled the Capitol in the late aughts, early 2010s, and dozens of people went to jail. And the secondary focus was about the three Ori sisters in Western PA, one a state senator, one a Superior Court judge, and then a Supreme Court judge, and a third sister, their campaign manager. They got into a blood feud with Zapalas, who was a former Supreme Court Chief Justice and the current district attorney of Allegheny County, Stephen Zappala. Two other Supreme Court members who had to resign because of porn emails they had. And then one of my favorite parts was what I call the expungement of an entire court system in Philadelphia, traffic court. They couldn't find honest people to be on it and had been just riddled with corruption. So they literally, Loman, they did away with an entire court system by an act of the General Assembly signed into law by Tom Corbett. And to me, that was just emblematic of the problems you have in Philadelphia.
We are talking with Chris Nicholas. Chris Nicholas with the PA Political Digest. He's talking about a series of podcasts here, A Stroll Through the Annals of Political Corruption. We're going to give this again, but where can people hear this, Chris?
Well, if they go to wherever they listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, they can find it. They can also go to our webpage, which is papoliticaldigest.com. And they can read about it there and listen to the episodes and then use their favorite podcast tool. Or if you don't have one, that's not a big deal. You can just go to our website and next to each episode, there's a little button you can click to listen to it right there.
So episodes one and two are there?
Episodes one and two are there. And as we record this in mid-July, episode three has just dropped. That is on the main topic is South Philadelphia State Senator Vince Fumo, who has been dubbed the Vince of Darkness and who's pioneered the use of what he called OPM, other people's money, to fund his eccentricities and his lavish lifestyle, despite the fact that he inherited a bank from his dad who had inherited it from his dad, was wealthy. As we talk about, he was a member of Mensa, a boat captain, a lawyer, all sorts of things. And then got into this trouble where he just had basically an overwhelming personality disorder that caused him to always want to keep acquiring things. That was the main focus of episode three, which just dropped today as we speak. And what we talk about, you know, we have a back and forth. I'm a Republican political consultant. That's what I'm usually on here talking about. And Brad Bumstead and John Baer are longtime journalists. Brad is retired. John is semi-retired. So I'm on there always railing against these politicians who were abusing their privileges. And those two guys, journalists, were saying, well, yeah, look at all the good he did. And, you know, he brought back lots of extra billions to Philadelphia. And I'm like, look, that's what public officials get paid to do. They get paid to help the public. So let's not give them a ticker tape parade because they brought back money. So we have a back and forth because, as John Baer says in episode three, you know, they're journalists. They're not moralists. Right. So and then also the secondary focus in episode three is all the decrepit members of Congress from Philadelphia who have gone to jail over the years for what I call all the usual Philadelphia reasons. We go from Abscam, where FBI agents posed as fake Arab sheiks, and run all the way through Chocofetah. So those are the first three episodes. To come, episodes four and five. Episode four will focus on the terrible tragedy of Bud Dwyer, the state treasurer in Pennsylvania, who killed himself live at a press conference the day before he was to be sentenced for bribery. And that way his wife could keep his $1.28 million state pension. And after that, we talk about the other row office guys and women, Al Benedict, Rob McCord, the Hafe, Barbara Hafer, and how they got in trouble during their time in office and after. And the fifth episode, which we're doing the editing on now, talks about that terrible Cash for Kids episode up in NEPA, Northeast PA, Luzerne County, where these two terrible, corrupt county judges were sending kids unnecessarily to juvie because they were getting kickbacks from the private company that ran it. And we talk a little bit about the Republican attorney general who went down, Ernie Priate, because corruption here is equal opportunity. Loman. And then we finish with a couple oddities, a Republican state rep from Erie, who's one staffer called her a witch, another young state senator who tried to use state money to pay someone who turned out to be a prostitute, and a look to the future, and where we kind of discuss things and what we learned in the podcast. So again, papoliticaldigest.com. I think it's a unique take on a special issue that needs more focus.
A Stroll Through the Annals of Political Corruption, a new podcast from the PA Political Digest. Chris Nicholas, once again, give us where people can go to listen to. I commend you on being able to fit it all into a five-part series. That took a lot of planning and preparation.
That is the number one comment I get from people, Omen. They say, five episodes only, you could do, 150. someone can do 145 more. We decided to do five. So the Pennsylvania Political Digest podcast, A Stroll Through the Annals of Pennsylvania Political Corruption. Go to wherever you download podcasts, Apple Play, Spotify, Google, or to our website, papoliticaldigest.com.
Chris Nicholas, thank you for being back with us.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.